Chapter 1. Young Elizabeth. Elizabeth was born on the 7th of September, 1533. Her childhood was not happy. She was 2 years old when her mother, Anne Boleyn, was beheaded. She spent most of her early life at Hatfield House, away from her father, King Henry VIII. However, Henry wanted his daughter to have the best education. Roger Ascham, a great scholar and humanist, was Elizabeth's private teacher. She was very intelligent, witty, and enjoyed learning. She could read, write, and speak Latin, Greek, French, Spanish, Italian, and Welsh fluently. Elizabeth loved riding horses, hunting, and dancing. Like her father, she had a talent for music and played the lute and the virginals. Unlike her father, she was very thrifty and did not like spending money. Elizabeth wasn't beautiful, but she was elegant. She was thin, of medium height, and very vain. She had red hair, expressive eyes, and lovely hands. When Henry VIII died in 1547, Edward VI became king at the age of 9. But his reign was short. He died of tuberculosis when he was only 15. In 1553, his half-sister Mary, Catherine of Aragon's daughter, became queen. Her mother was a Catholic, and she wanted England to be a Catholic country again. Protestants were persecuted and almost 300 were killed. For this reason, she was also known as Bloody Mary. Young Elizabeth was in danger because she was a Protestant and was very popular with the people. Queen Mary thought Elizabeth plotted against her and imprisoned her in the Tower of London in 1554. Elizabeth never forgot this terrible experience. After 2 months, Mary freed her. On the night of the 17th of November, 1558, Queen Mary died. The bells of London rang and everyone celebrated. Young Elizabeth was the new queen. Elizabeth became queen at the age of 25. Like others of her time, Elizabeth believed in astrology. Her astrologer was John Dee, a famous astronomer. He chose the best day for her coronation ceremony, the 15th of January, 1559. Elizabeth was loved by the people, but she was still in danger. The kings of France and Spain wanted to invade England and bring back the Catholic faith. The young queen was alert, clever, and prudent. She carefully chose advisers who were honest, loyal, and experienced. William Cecil was Elizabeth's Secretary of State and her most important minister. He was her dear friend, and she trusted him completely. Cecil served her for 40 years. Elizabeth was very wise to choose Matthew Parker as Archbishop of Canterbury. He established a moderate Church of England and created a compromise between Catholics and extreme Protestants. She also chose Lord Robert Dudley to be part of her court. He was her childhood friend and sweetheart, and remained one of her favourites for many years. Elizabeth was a strong ruler. England was now a Protestant country. The Act of Supremacy made her head of the Church of England. All priests had to use the Book of Common Prayer. The Queen liked meeting her people, and was always kind to the old and the sick. She and her court frequently went on tours or progresses around the country to visit noble subjects. It was an honour to be part of a royal tour. However, the cost of entertaining the Queen and her court was astronomical, and several nobles went bankrupt.